In today's news headlines, the Supreme Court, in a highly anticipated ruling, voted against the Trump administration's cancellation of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The 5-4 ruling had a typical liberal to conservative split, with Chief Justice John Roberts casting the deciding vote in joining with the 4 liberal justices. The ruling impacts the fate of about 650,000 undocumented immigrants who obtained a deferment of deportation after meeting stringent criteria and who have been able to work in the U.S. legally. A small group of immigrant rights activists celebrated outside the High Court in Washington, D.C. upon hearing the news of the ruling. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his joy over the ruling as well.
I cried tears of joy a few minutes ago when I heard the decision of the Supreme Court on DACA.
While immigrant rights activists hailed the Supreme Court decision, the details of the ruling suggest the program remains vulnerable. In writing the majority opinion, Justice Roberts said, "We do not decide whether DACA or its rescission are sound policies. We address only whether the agency complied with the procedural requirement that it provide a reasoned explanation for its action. Here, the agency failed to consider the conspicuous issues of whether to retain forbearance and what, if anything, to do about the hardship to DACA recipients." In other words, justices voted against the manner, not the merit, of the federal government's cancellation of DACA. Still, Justice Sonia Sotomayor's written opinion made clear that Roberts was wrong to discount President Trump's racist rhetoric on immigrants. According to Sotomayor, quote, "I would not so readily dismiss the allegation that an executive decision disproportionately harms the same racial group that the president branded as less desirable mere months earlier." In other news, 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, according to the latest Labor Department data. While that number is lower than earlier weeks, it is still far higher than expected, 13 weeks into a pandemic that has pushed millions out of work. The Wall Street Journal reports that in spite of government assistance, Americans had trouble paying down debts, and that since March of this year, people missed debt payments on more than 100 million loans, mostly student loans, but also auto and personal loans. As Congress debates a new $120 billion relief package aimed specifically at restaurant owners, a University of California analysis found that Black-owned businesses were the hardest hit during the pandemic. During the lockdowns in April, more than 40% of Black business owners reported being out of work, compared to 17% of white business owners, even as whites are a far greater percentage of the population than Blacks. And another study from Boston University has found that when employers are prohibited from asking the salary history of prospective employees, African Americans and women benefit the most and end up with salary offers that are 13% and 8% higher than if they are required to reveal previous salary levels. As coronavirus cases continue to surge in several U.S. states, some are now reconsidering their positions on mask wearing. In Texas, which has seen a huge spike in cases, several cities, including the capital, Austin, have moved to requiring the wearing of masks in some businesses. And Governor Greg Abbott has not stepped in to stop city mayors. Similarly, in Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey now says he will not stop city mayors from imposing mask requirements. Meanwhile, a Republican sheriff in Arizona, who had refused to enforce social distancing rules, claiming they were unconstitutional, has now tested positive for COVID-19. Sheriff Mark Lamb was scheduled to meet with President Donald Trump, but when he took a mandatory COVID test ahead of the meeting, he found he was infected. Bizarrely, Trump, who was saved from exposure to the virus because the sheriff was tested, on Thursday defiantly claimed in an interview that, quote, testing is overrated because, quote, it makes us look bad. California Governor Gavin Newsom is also now considering imposing a statewide mask order. And the Federal Aviation Administration has said it will not make mask wearing mandatory on airplanes, leaving it up to individual airlines to decide on safety standards. In the latest on racism and hate crimes around the nation, Los Angeles sheriff's deputies on Wednesday killed a Black man named Taran Jamal Boone in the northern LA County town of Rosamond. Boone was coincidentally the half-brother to Robert Fuller Jr., the young black man whose body was found hanging from a tree in Palmdale and whose death is now being investigated. And yet another young black man, a teenager, was found dead by hanging in the parking lot of a school in Harris County, Texas, near Houston. His death, too, is being investigated. The police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, Georgia, was charged with felony murder this week, as lawyers for Brooks' family revealed a video of Officer Garrett Rolfe kicking Brooks' body after he shot him and refusing to administer medical attention for more than 2 minutes. Showing their loyalty to Rolfe, a significant number of Atlanta police officers refused to show up for work during the shift after which he was charged. President Trump also showed his loyalty to police, saying they have, quote, not been treated fairly, and implying that Brooks deserved to die because, quote, you can't resist a police officer. The House Judiciary Committee this week approved the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, a bill introduced by Democrats to address police brutality. During the Judiciary Committee hearing, Representative Cedric Richmond ripped into his white male colleagues on the panel.
You all are white males, you never lived in my shoes, and you do not know what it's like to be an African-American male. And all I'm saying is, if you are opposed to this legislation, let's just have the vote. But please do not come in this committee room and make a mockery of the pain that exists in my community. It is not about the color of your kids. It is about black males, black people in the streets that are getting killed. And if one of them happens to be your kid, I'm concerned about him too. And clearly I'm more concerned about him than you are. So let's be clear about that.
You're claiming you're more concerned for my family than I do? Who in the hell do you think you are?
Gentlemen, if the shoe fits,
you don't know how much we care about our families.
Kick dog holler.
You should take those words down. I know you care about your family and love your family.
The gentleman will suspend. The time belongs to the gentleman from Louisiana.
Cedric, would you yield?
Was that a nerve?
And that's a caustic exchange between Democratic Representative Cedric Richmond and Republican Matt Gaetz in a House Judiciary Committee meeting on Wednesday. Meanwhile, in the Senate, where Republicans have introduced weak reformist legislation, Senator Bernie Sanders slammed the GOP bill as superficial and bureaucratic, adding, quote, now is not the time for more studies. Now is the time to hold racist and corrupt police officers and police departments accountable for their actions. In other news, Facebook has finally decided to curtail President Trump's inflammatory campaign rhetoric, but it took Nazi references to do so. In multiple Facebook ads, the Trump re-election campaign railed against Antifa and, quote, far-left mobs, using an upside-down red triangle, the same symbol that the Nazi regime used to designate political prisoners in its concentration camps. A Facebook spokesperson said, quote, we removed these posts and ads for violating our policy against organized hate. However, only recently, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg had insisted that Trump's hateful ads were acceptable to him. And that does it for our news headlines today.